All right, here we go. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the most popular stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular updates on YouTube. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, March 22nd, and it is Fed Day. So yesterday, stocks made a comeback. The S&P closed above 4,000. Regional banks went higher after Treasury Secretary Yellen said, okay, everything will be fine, but today's all eyes are on the Fed. So we'll take a look at this, what this means, and also how we are trading it. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heilkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodgson. We are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, as you can imagine, we have a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, I must say the move was a little bit surprising that we moved higher yesterday.
I agree, Marcus. And it's really because the focus right now is all on the Fed. And today, so seeing that rally, the S&P up 1.3% yesterday, normally you get more nervous or quiet markets as everybody is anticipating what the Fed is saying, and then we see the move. But a pretty impressive rally going into some important news.
Yeah, and talking about nervousness, we're not seeing it in the VIX here. The VIX, the fear gauge, is actually down again today, another 4.5%. Right now, just trading slightly above 20. And you would think that the market is a little bit more nervous and is wondering, what will Powell do? Because if you look at it, yes, so everybody is right now believing. No, not everybody. Not even everybody is believing. 86% probability that they will raise interest rates by a quarter percentage point. But it seems that there's still a few that think they will not raise interest rates. What do you think about this?
Still a few, but I mean, the vast majority, based on Fed funds futures and the probabilities there, believe that the Fed's going to kick in another hike a quarter point. And, you know, there's been debate on both sides. I believe that the Fed's going to be at that quarter point. And then the thing to watch is the statement, the press conference, and then also officials are going to release their projections for unemployment, inflation, GDP, and the peak rate, which I think is key here, because traders want to know, are we at the end of this hiking campaign? Is there more to go? They're going to say that they're focusing on data, but do they expect that at this point we're done with hikes? That's going to be important for the market.
Yeah, and we looked at the probabilities over the last few weeks, and they change pretty much hourly. So right now, traders are factoring in that there will be one more hike after this one. But as we can see, it's kind of a 50-50 chance, which is flip-flopping around. So this will dramatically change this afternoon after we hear more of what Powell thinks and also what the Fed said. Because, yeah, first of all, the quarter percent hike, if they don't do this, if they do anything else, it'll shock the markets. Yeah. If they do half a percentage point or nothing, I believe that both will send the markets into a tailspin. And then, yeah, it really depends on what Powell says, if he's now a little bit more dovish or still hawkish. So we talked about these two terms.
Yeah, and this is where I believe that he's going to have a softer tone because of the banking concerns, right? So I still think that the Fed's going to raise a quarter point. I believe that the Fed and Jerome Powell, they're going to focus on data, say that that's still their primary factor for making decisions. But I think it's going to be a little softer with that wording. And that's, you know, dovish versus hawkish. Dovish supporting economic activity with lowering interest rates or being accommodating rather than aggressively hiking like you would have from hawkish tone and terminology. But, you know, you, Marcus, actually on the VIX, I think the key here is this drop in the VIX isn't necessarily because of the Fed. It's because there was so much fear with what was going on with the banking sector, right? Because you're absolutely correct that normally you see that the VIX stays a little elevated going into a two-day policy meeting because there's so much uncertainty. But in this case, it just shows that traders were worried, and those S&P 500 options premium, that implied volatility was just off the chart, with traders not sure what was going to happen.
Yeah. And it really seems that right now, a little bit of the worries are going on the sidelines. I mean, yesterday, First Republic Bank already had a smaller move. And then today, as you can see, I mean, just 2% after dropping, what, 80, 90%. So a 2% move is nothing. And that's what we also see in the regional banking ETF. Symbol is KRE. Today, down 0.88%. So it seems that right now the focus is shifting away from the banks for now, because there haven't been any news ever since UBS took over Credit Suisse. So it's a little bit quiet on this front, and this is where I believe everybody right now is is focusing on what Powell has to say this afternoon.
Yeah, and right now markets are flat. I mean, the S&P is up 3.5 points, which is nothing. The Dow is down 14 points, which is nothing for the Dow. NASDAQ up 14, 15 points, which is nothing for the NASDAQ. So we're just kind of in a wait and see environment, waiting for the Fed.
Yeah. But also yesterday, for the first time in quite a while, the S&P closing above 4,000, right now holding above 4,000. But again, in a few hours, this is all subject to change. So we'll see what happens there. Interestingly enough, and we talked about it yesterday, I mean, gold, the big winner here. I mean, now pulling back a little bit, but yesterday it was above 2,000. We went as high as 2014, and the all-time high for gold is 2,075. So getting close to a new all-time high here that we established in August 2020. Right after the pandemic started, where gold went as high as 2075.
Yeah, I mean, quite a move. As you mentioned, teetering around that 2000 mark, pulling back a little bit. But the flight to safety has been real the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, flight to safety, Bitcoin, is this really a cryptocurrency? Is a flight to safety? But I mean, cryptocurrency is definitely benefiting from this turmoil that we have in the financial markets. So this is where people think, okay, money is probably safer in gold and cryptocurrencies. So we see Bitcoin here scratching 29,000, something that we haven't seen since, June 2022.
Pretty interesting move. And, you know, I agree with this in the strangest way possible, that it's a banking sector hedge, right? Yeah. Because if the banks do have some major concerns and issues, then people say, "Aha, you know, crypto, we have the answer."
Right.
Your money's safe here, kind of. You know, you have that volatility. But yeah, it's been an interesting move over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Now, before we look at our positions and also talk about the trades that we did yesterday and the one that I'm planning to do today, let's talk about two earnings that happened. First of all, Nike reported earnings. And let me just remove this big fat blue line. And Nike right now is slightly down 1.2%, a little bit all over the place here after earnings.
And interesting to see, because they actually did better. They had better than expected earnings per share, and also better than expected revenue. One thing that they noted was that sales were lower than lower than analyst expectations. And they're still getting through some of their inventory. We know that during the pandemic, inventory was light and everybody was trying to get things ordered and building up those inventories, and you kind of had that surge, and then businesses were sitting on inventory trying to let it go. That seemed to be a factor, but interesting that they beat on top and bottom, but still down for the day.
Yeah. And then GME back from the dead almost. I mean, a surprise profit that they reported, and right now up 38% this morning, as high as 45%, I believe. So surprise, surprise, they are turning a profit.
And do you think that this is warranted for that earnings, or is it more meme hype? And I'll be honest, though, if you look at the last quarter, they reported minus 31 cents a share. Even when they beat expectations the prior quarter, it was minus 35 cents a share. This time, this quarter, they reported 16 cents a share. So that is a pretty big change, meme stock aside, unrelated.
Yeah, but we even see here the whole last year how volatile this stock has been. I mean, these swings here are 160% swings that we see here. So definitely nothing for us to trade. We stay away from this. But anybody who does have GameStop shares, probably a little bit happier this morning with this move higher.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's talk about our positions and also the trades that we did yesterday and also what we are planning to do today. So, first of all, up here, CTRA, Coterra Energy. Again, I'm still in this position right now, slightly down half a percentage point. Not much happening here. So, we'll see. I cannot sell calls against my assigned shares at 26, but I'm okay with this here for now. Next week, I'll get the dividend, so this will be a nice boost. Nothing for me to do here. So, GM, this is a trade that I entered on Friday, and it's really interesting. So, I got 30 cents for the premium. I'm selling the 3150 put, and therefore, according to my plan, I want to close it at 3 cents. And the whole morning, it has been trading by 4 cents. So I am the bid, and the ask right now is 4. So I've not yet been filled, but this is where going into this afternoon, I'm okay raising my bid to 4 cents to close it here at 87%, because if we have a very strong reaction to the downside this afternoon, I can reload here. If you have a strong surprise to the upside, I don't think I'm leaving much money on the table here. I think the risk is more to the downside.
And that's it. In this scenario, we know that there's going to be a reaction to the Fed statement, 2 o'clock's a statement, 2:30's a press conference, reaction potentially tomorrow morning too. And so if it's all upside, you miss out on a penny. If there is a significant move lower, now you have some buying power that you could deploy either in new positions or maybe taking GM again.
Yeah, exactly. And so Google here this morning, Google announced that they are releasing their AI, their response to OpenAI, ChatGPT, Google's Bard. Limited users, you have to get on a wait list. But this is right now helping Google slightly up 0.2%. I thought that there was a little bit more of a reaction, but we also know that Google released it a few weeks ago, and they had to kind of like, oops. So the release didn't go that well. That's why I think the enthusiasm this morning is a little bit curbed, and like, okay, let's see what's happening here. But this is looking good. I mean, I will wait what happens this afternoon before I sell calls against my existing position at 108.
And there's some premium there.
There
There's
is
some
definitely
premium.
some premium. Yeah. All right, IWM, we both took this trade last week, and we were able to close it yesterday at 90% of max profit. So we are out of this one. This was a really nice trade. We sold the 164 put. This worked out beautifully. So this one is closed according to plan. So we're good here.
Nice. And that was a good little trade.
Yeah. Finally, PNC, which is PNC Financial Services Group. It just seems that over the last few minutes here, selling has a little bit accelerated down 2% right now. So nothing yet for us to do. And I also believe that this afternoon, the financial sector will move a lot. So this is where, of course, we hope that it moves to the upside. And I believe it will, because I mean, after Treasury Secretary Yellen already reassured and said, okay, we are willing to do whatever we need to do to provide more liquidity for banks if needed, I believe traders want to hear it also from Powell. And I'm pretty sure that he will mention something along these lines.
Agreed. And I'm a little surprised that it's pulling back like this. I thought it would be a little more stable going in because There's been such a sell-off that's taken place since 2 weeks ago. But I agree. The Fed needs to address it. And I believe that at least their wording will say that they're supporting banks and that, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. And we'll see if there's any actionable or actions that they've taken or will consider taking to prove that it's more than just talk.
Right. So with me closing my GM position, I have three positions. And this, as you said, saving some buying power for a possible reaction. As we know, there's three reaction to a Fed statement typically. So we will have the first reaction in the markets at 2 p.m. Eastern time when the Fed funds rate is released together with the economic projections and the statement. Then we will have a second reaction that happens after the press conference at 2:30 when Powell grabs the mic. And typically we have another reaction in the opposite direction tomorrow. So, I mean, whatever happens this afternoon, if we see that markets are falling, we are looking for possibilities to sell some more puts. And if markets rally today and pull back tomorrow, then we have more to trade tomorrow. Either way, I mean, today and tomorrow will be super, super, super interesting days.
Yeah, looking forward to hoping for some action. Would love to see a little back and forth so we could get some new trades on, but then see some open trades start to benefit from a move higher.
Yeah, so you definitely don't want to miss tomorrow morning when we'll show you what happened this afternoon and how exactly are we trading it. And if you find this helpful, leave a like, subscribe to the channel, and there's a few more videos that we think might be interesting to watch. Check them out, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Make sure to tune in.
Happy trading, everybody.